Last one we're going to do tonight is going to be Larry Lockett, Larry Lockett, born 6554. Mr. Lockett is a seventy-year-old black gentleman, resides with her family in Houston, Texas. Patient has a history of COPD. Patient currently on hospice with COPD, HIV. History of low back pain and scoliosis. Patient is single. He has two children, 52 and 42 years of age. He has extensive history of smoking, continues to smoke. He refuses to use oxygen, has a nebulizer that he uses at least 6 times a day. Period. Patient demonstrates significant weight loss with history of depression, anxiety, glaucoma, hip pain, and falling. Patient currently has a KPS score of 40%, functional assessment of 6D as in David. He has demonstrated significant weight loss with increased fatigue, weakness, and anxiety, as I mentioned, period. Patient requires help with all ADLs, including bathing, dressing, continence, transfer, and meals. Patient is bowel and bladder incontinent. At times, he's more oriented than others. He has protein-calorie malnutrition, severe weakness, requires movement on a regular basis to take the pressure off the bony prominence and reduce chances of ulcer development, pressure ulcer development. He's dyspneic. He has oxygen in place, which he refuses to use most of the time because he's smoking. He has decreased appetite. Complains of difficulty sleeping at night. He's also dealing with the fact that he doesn't have much longer to live. He's been in contact with his family, he states, and has been discussing his mortality with the chaplain and other family members. Patient suffers from pulmonary hypertension and core pulmonary related to his end-stage COPD. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this 70-year-old gentleman. 70-year-old black gentleman currently on hospice with end-stage COPD. Also put in there, he does suffer from air hunger and shortness of breath with any type of activity. Thank you.